We are back with week two of our Fearless Female Friday features, and I'm so excited to say that today we are talking to Emmy Lunell. She was nominated by her friend and coworker Megan. Megan raved about how fantastic of a person Emmy is and how deserving she is to be our second Fearless Female of the Week. So, without further ado, we're going to start chatting with Emmy. We're going to get her on the phone, and we're going to see exactly what Emmy has going on in her life.
Hello?
Hi, is this Emmy?
This is.
Hi, Emmy. My name's Jess. I'm calling from Moose FM here in North Bay. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So, Emmy, I have some great news for you. I'm not sure if you've heard about it because we just recently started our Fearless Female feature, but your friend Megan has nominated you to be this week's Fearless Female of the Week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. So she nominated you basically because she said that you do a lot in the community, as that you are like a fantastic person and you deserve to be featured.
Oh, wow. Oh, just that little bit you told me was going to make me cry.
Yeah. it really was like a really nice message. So, Emmy, what do you do in your life? What do you do in the community to give back?
I treat everybody with kindness and compassion and empathy and meet people where they're at.
Your friend Megan that nominated you said that you have some actual involvement that you're doing in the community. Do you do any volunteering or do you do anything on the side?
I actually work for the AIDS committee.
Wonderful.
I'm the Y Community Development Coordinator.
That's amazing. How long have you been doing that for?
Well, I've worked within different agencies for the last 2.5 years, 3 years.
Wow, wonderful. So you get to give back to the community every day.
Yes, it's not every day you get to do something you love.
That's so good to hear that you love doing that. What other kinds of things do you get to do in your job that make you love it so much?
Well, I get to be a part of a lot of different agencies and work with a lot of the different agencies on doing stuff. Like we just finished helping with the TP North Bay.
We
came in over our goal, which was amazing considering the times right now with COVID and the, the lack of toilet paper everywhere. So being able to come in over our goal was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, that really is fantastic. Is there anything that you're working towards in the future with these organizations or with yourself?
Well, we got a couple of things on the go right now. One is bringing safer supply to North Bay. That's a big one that I'm focusing on right now. And then just helping other agencies build up and doing their work and helping them as much as I can.
That's really excellent. Now, Megan also says that you're a strong, compassionate, determined mother and wife. Do you want to talk a little bit about, you know, the kind of fun stuff that you get to do at home with your kids and your partner?
Yeah, we have a lot of kids.
Oh, really?
They're great. I love them.
Is there anything else that you might just want to say maybe to the community that's listening right now?
There's so much I want to say. I just want everybody to just love each other and just look past the stigmas and look at the actual person and treat everybody with kindness in the way that you would like to be treated. Back to that old saying, treat others how you would like to be treated.
That's such a great message. And one final thing that I want to ask you, do you have anything to say to your friend Megan who nominated you?
Oh, Megan. She's an amazing person, and I am so lucky that I have met her and have her in my life, and it's actually an honor for her to be my coworker.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. Well, Emmy, congratulations on being our second Fearless Female of the Week.
Well, thank you very much. This is such a shock.
It's my pleasure. And that is it. Another amazing Fearless Female in our community featured this week. If Emmy reminds you of any strong, independent, amazing women in your life, then get them nominated on MyNorthBayNow.com. We have a couple more weeks left of doing this still. And we want to treat those women in your life with, of course, a $25 gift certificate to Mani Pedi Plus. But we also want to give them the recognition that they deserve. So head over to MyNorthBayNow.com. I'm so excited to get those nominations in. It's Fearless Female Fridays with Jess.